This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
In today's video, I'm going to be talking about Sweden, the home of IKEA, one of the most happy places in the world to live. No wonder Muslims have been rushing there for decades. It's a beautiful place to live and it should be celebrated, right? Assalamu alaikum. How are you doing? I pray this finds you well and blessed. There's been a huge outcry because the Holy Quran, the scripture of the Muslims, subhanAllah, was burnt with the legitimization of the Swedish government in its capital. Everybody seems to have been really shocked by this. Like, how could they do this? Why would they do this? This isn't like Sweden. This isn't the sort of thing we'd expect here. So in this video, I'm going to be looking at the reasons why we should be reframing Sweden. Why is Sweden considered one of the happiest countries in the world? Well, there's a great weight given to social equality and an emphasis on the importance placed on life outside the office and truly a healthy work-life balance. But they do health really well and they take their countryside seriously, mashallah. What's not to love? A strong economy, good education and excellent healthcare. These are the important factors in why Sweden performs so well in the happiness index. Traditionally, Sweden has been a nation that has been very accepting of migrants as well. And that's why in all the migration crisis that has been taking place, largely due to wars instigated by Western nations, but not by Sweden, Sweden finds 8% of its population now Muslim. What we don't seem to be talking about enough is that Sweden now has a far-right populist government. And here are three other things you need to know about Sweden. It's one of the least religious nations in the world. They don't want God in their country.
Religion isn't very big in Sweden. Most people in Sweden are atheist or at least agnostic. And it's seen as a bit of an odd thing to start to talk about your faith. If you have to say anything, just say that you're spiritual. That's much more accepted.
Faith is something, a dirty secret that you do at home. It's a little bit embarrassing for the very modern Swedes. How is that going to sit, I wonder, with modern day Muslims who keep to our faith principles? We live our faith. This is a contrast with European culture now, which for the first time has more people who do not believe in God than believe in God. A'udhu billah. Since 2019, 17 Muslim schools have been closed nationwide. 10,000 children have been stopped from their Islamic education at the whim of the Swedish government.
A new bill prevents private religious schools from expanding, but so far it's only targeted Islamic institutions. Is this move Islamophobic?
This isn't coming out of nowhere. There is a toxic atmosphere there. It's not all mountains and chocolate box beauty. They say they feel that their culture is weak and easily filtered down, and that they need to come up with something stronger to unite behind. This idea that these ravaging hordes of Muslims are going to bring Islamness to overwhelm a weakened culture, which is kind of the Brits and the Swedes' own problem, I think. I mean, I'm British and I don't know what Britishness means apart from, you know, a cup of tea and a football on Sunday. And I never knew what Britishness was, to be honest. Beyond, you know, empire and a good steamed pudding. I miss steamed puddings. So here's the thing, because the Swedes don't feel that they have a story to unite behind, they're turning on the Muslims. And this is the problem. When they've got rid of their Christian beliefs, which were their unifying truth, then yeah, culture is weak and watery because their ethics are continually changing. So there's a grudging respect for Islam, a grudging respect for its rules, its culture, and its social codes. And that's why they are bringing forward these acts of religious terror, spiritual terrorism, because they want to scare the Muslims from their lands. No schools, Quran burning. Yeah, we're leaving, but you will regret it when we go. And so my message, brothers and sisters, is before you send your young people to places like Sweden, Switzerland, France, the UK, to get their education, just think, what system of life you're building up, our own institutions, and our own future together. And we pray for you, Sweden. Wallahi, that's all we can do right now. If you have other thoughts on how Muslims can interact with the current godless age in Europe, let me know.
ود كثير من أهل الكتاب لو يردونكم من بعد إيمانكم كفارا حسدا من عند أنفسهم من بعد ما تبين لهم الحق فاعفوا واصفحوا حتى يأتي الله بأمره إن الله على كل شيء قدير.
Assalamu alaikum.